Ariel Sharon is facing a vote of confidence. On Sunday, the Likud party holds a referendum on the Israeli Prime Minister's plan to evacuate all Jewish settlers and soldiers from the Gaza Strip, a step that President Bush has endorsed. Depending on whom you talk to, Sharon's proposal for a Gaza withdrawal is either a positive step that could break the Israeli-Palestinian deadlock or a gambit to hold on to large Jewish enclaves in the West Bank. NPR's Julie McCarthy is in Jerusalem.
Analyst Mark Heller says the very act of withdrawing from Gaza represents a sea change for Ariel Sharon, the architect of Israel's settler movement, which has expanded deep into Palestinian territory on the claim that the land is their God-given right.
What's happened is a major adjustment in Ariel Sharon's worldview. He's undertaking a major reconfiguration of Israeli politics and Israeli thinking.
Former Speaker of the Knesset, Labor Party member Avraham Berg, says he's heartened by Sharon's plan to uproot the 7,500 Jewish settlers from Gaza, but he says he has no illusion that Ariel Sharon won't treat the pullout like a tactic in a chess game.
I give you the queen in Gaza in order to save the king in the West Bank, i.e. I have some very dear to me important historic settlements. It's okay to remove them, but then I won't give you an inch in the West Bank. Yes, that's the tactics.
Sharon dares to quit Gaza at a time when most Israelis think the defense of settlements there is too costly, both in treasury and blood. But a mass demonstration at Gaza's Gush Katif settlement on Independence Day Tuesday drew an estimated 70,000 people, mostly West Bank settlers, to protest Sharon's proposed pullout. It was the most jolting evidence yet of the opposition to Sharon just days before the referendum. His critics say he's giving up something and getting nothing in return. Again, the Jaffe Center for Strategic Studies, Mark Heller.
He's just pulling out unconditionally as far as the Palestinians are concerned. And the critics are saying that, in fact, is seen and will be seen as a reward for terrorism.
Embroiled in its own war on terror, the Bush administration's empathy for Sharon is tangible. Not only did President Bush endorse the Gaza pullout, he also overturned decades of U.S. policy to bolster Sharon, declaring that major Israeli communities in the occupied West Bank were realities that needed to be taken into account in any final settlement. Sharon told the Knesset that anyone who votes against his proposed Gaza pullout would forfeit such generous American assurances. While he consults the Americans, Sharon has completely bypassed the Palestinians with his pullout plan. To justify his go-it-alone approach, Sharon recites his mantra, "There is no Palestinian partner with whom to negotiate peace." Saeed Zidani heads the Palestinian Independent Commission for Civil Rights.
If you say we do not have a partner, it might mean we do not want a partner. And I think for Sharon, it's much more convenient without a partner.
While the Americans encourage Sharon's approach, the Europeans vociferously object to it. Palestinian officials and European diplomats suggest U.S. support for Israel is so robust that it has emboldened Sharon to lay claim, now perhaps irreversibly, to land Palestinians want for a state. Al-Quds University President Sari Nusseibeh, a leading Palestinian peace activist, says Sharon is operating with impunity.
He has been able to go around targeting people, killing them, demolishing houses, eating up people's territories, and he seems to be able to get away with it. Whatever it means, the voice of peace will not be stopped or silenced.
Palestinian political scientist Ali al-Jarbawi says few would argue the virtues of a genuine pullout from Gaza, but he says under Sharon's plan, Israel maintains control of Gaza's sea, airspace, and border crossings, and reserves the right to enter Gaza militarily whenever it deems necessary.
There's a difference between leaving and leaving. Israel is not leaving Gaza. Gaza is not going to be left. It is going to be dumped.
Sharon's biggest challenge in Sunday's referendum will be overcoming the virulent opposition from the far right in his party. As the campaign heats up, so too has the rhetoric. Former intelligence officer Yossi Elfer is the co-editor of the joint Israeli-Palestinian website bitterlemons.org and says Sharon's renewed threats on the life of Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat are meant to appease Likud hardliners.
judging by the immediate American reaction to Sharon's threats, which was to say, we reject these threats. My sense is that nothing's going to happen. But you never know, and Sharon has a long record of going one step too far.
Sunday's referendum is not binding, but analysts say a loss could inflict a mortal injury on Ariel Sharon's political future. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Jerusalem.